Welcome, and thank you for standing by for the Data Reduction North America Sales Play conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Ron Brochek, North America Sales Leader for Tivoli. Sir, you may begin.
Well, thank you, Christina, and welcome, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join us on our call. The title of the call is Data Reduction, North America Sales Play. So we're going to spend a few moments this morning talking about this great sales play that Tivoli and STG is introducing. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to download the presentation material from the website. If you could, please pull that up. It would be best maybe to run your presentation and or run the presentation in presentation mode. Before we get started, we have two individuals I'd like to introduce to the team. We have Laura Gio, the worldwide sales leader for Tivoli Storage, and we have Neville Yates, the CTO from Diligent, to make a couple opening remarks. Laura?
Great. Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time today to prepare and get ready to understand data reduction. As I go out and visit customers in the field, this is the number one item that comes up from our customers. The problem that they've got to solve is data reduction. And the number one way that they're addressing this problem is through data deduplication. So today, the team is going to take you through information on our combined sales play, which is between TSM and ProtectTier. You'll hear a lot more information on that and how you can solve customers' problems. And if the information that you're getting on how to solve the problems isn't enough for you, you'll also get information on how you're going to get money in your pocket by working with your peers in getting this product and project out in the marketplace. So I'll pass it on to Neville now. Neville, do you have a few comments? Maybe Neville's on mute. Okay, Ron. Well.
Okay. Why don't we get into
Sorry,
it?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Neville, we can hear you now.
Oh, I apologize. I'm hitting the wrong buttons on my telephone. Maybe I shouldn't call myself a technology officer. but I'd like to echo the thanks. I'm really quite excited about the joining of the forces. I think we have a fantastic opportunity working together. The sum of the parts will be greater than the whole and all of that kind of good stuff. I would like to just make a couple of additional comments, and that revolves around the fact that what we are going to market with is not a new solution. This solution has been in the production arena, that being the marriage of Tivoli Storage Manager and ProtectTier in very large production environments for about 3.5-4 years. 50%+ of the ProtectTier customer base are already TSM users. And so this is not something that we should be afraid of. This is not something that is new that might be take a little bit of time to vet out some sort of early problems when you typically introduce new technology. People are using this combination, and their use is quite large. We are managing petabytes of data in Tivoli environments. And I think that with that experience and reference base, proven solution set, leveraging on the already capability set of Tivoli, relying on data reduction techniques, deduplication at the target end is another extension of that sales story. So I wish us collectively the best of luck. I am a resource that you can use. In competitive environments, that is what I do for a living. I know the market space very well, and I look forward to working with you and learning of good wins as we launch this program. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Laura and Neville, for those opening comments. Now let's get into the meat of the presentation. If everybody can turn to chart number two. The title is TSM and ProtectTier Sales Play Objectives. So when I look at this sales play, I think there's really four key objectives of this play. One is to really drive new storage infrastructure opportunities, focused on competitive accounts, which was look at the white space accounts, those accounts that have maybe EMC Legato or Symantec Neck Backup installed, and drive a total solution, a total data protection solution based on TSM 6.1 and our ProtectTier data deduplication virtual tape solution. Once again, a comprehensive solution for data protection. To be successful in going after the competition, we need to really leverage Team IBM. So Tivoli and STG working together in our key accounts, fighting competition. I also look at this, one objective from my perspective is really to continue to build the bridge between STG and Tivoli that I know will pay dividends long term. We started down this journey with virtualization, and I want to continue this journey of teaming with data protection. And then the last objective is there's significant dollars out there, incentives, from both STG and Software Group to go after this space. So those are my four objectives for the sales play. If you go to chart number three, this is very important. Several weeks ago, we were on a call with Gartner Group talking about the state of the marketplace in with data protection. And they shared with us the fact that they completed a recent survey asking customers if they were considering a major backup infrastructure redesign within the next 12 months. And out of 400 respondents to the survey, 48% or half of the customers are envisioning a total major redesign within the next year of their backup infrastructure. When Gartner asked the customers why, there were three main reasons. One is to drive cost out, so reduce cost. The second was to exploit new capabilities, things like data deduplication, improving the backup recovery of applications like SharePoint, email. And then the third thing was improve ease of use, so make it easier to do data management within the enterprise. The other main point that they found was customers more than ever before are willing to switch vendors to achieve cost and functional objectives. So the opportunity is quite large in this area of data protection. So you see at the next bullet, backup infrastructure refreshes can range from, you know, on the low end, several hundred thousand dollars to large multi-million dollar opportunities. And this can drag, you know, both software and hardware together from both our joint portfolios, from the STG and Tivoli portfolios. So the opportunity is large. If you go to chart number four, I want to sum up up front, okay, the call to action here about this competitive backup infrastructure takeout sales play. First, the target clients. I'm looking for clients that are looking to re-architect their backup infrastructures. So I really put these into two categories. One would be those competitive accounts where they don't have TSM installed today, where they might have Net Backup or Commvault or Symantec Net Backup. Okay, and then the second one, and this sort of goes back to what Neville said earlier. These are existing TSM accounts. So these are accounts that have TSM today but don't have, let's say, a virtual tape library. They don't have the deduplication. And in those accounts, upsell ProtectTier, and then upsell additional TSM functionality, like TSM for SANs, so that they can do LAN-free backup directly from an application server to the ProtectTier virtual tape library. Okay, so two categories of customers, you know, the competitive and then upselling existing accounts. The value prop, why they should do this, once again, to lower total cost of ownership, to improve the automation for recovery management, to improve application availability, to leverage this leading edge technology. We have, great technology with TSM, with TSM 6.1, very scalable enterprise solution, which I know everybody on the call is familiar with. And then we have the industry-leading data deduplication with ProtectTier. We can optimize your storage resource utilization. We can support a green strategy by reducing the hardware footprint required for backup recovery, and, of course, improve productivity. There's a tremendous amount of enablement that's available to you today, and I included some of the links. So we have TSM and data deduplication, distance learning. There's incentives, which I'll take you through in a few minutes, for both the direct sellers as well as our business partners. We have the sales kits around data deduplication and TSM. If you haven't seen it yet, we have a great storage wiki out there that you can go to for more information. We have a competitive action team wiki for competitive information on Symantec and Commvault and Legato. And then the sales incentives, which I'll take you through in a moment. And we also have within these wikis a summary of key questions to ask your customers. You know, opening questions, which I know what these answers are going to be. Like, are you interested in an approach to lower what is typically the largest expense in your IT budget? Who's not interested in saving money today? So the call to action really is, to sum it up, really I would ask the STG team, the SSMs, the reps, and the Tivoli first-line managers and the reps to get together within your business unit to identify a handful of accounts that we know if we work together, we can attack and be successful. Those customers here are struggling with backup recovery. We know who those people are. Let's get together and focus on this opportunity and really take advantage of some of the disruption that's going on in the marketplace with EMC and their disjointed data deduplication strategy as well. Moving to the next chart, chart 5. The window of opportunity is now. Now is the time to attack. You can see EMC with their acquisition of Data Domain that they're going to be coming after this marketplace with all guns blazing next year. So we need to start now. And then from the software perspective, we have vendors like Symantec who are building data deduplication within their software, okay, with NetBackup. So, you know, guys and gals, we really need to look at the marketplace now and execute in the fourth quarter and get our technology in the door before these other vendors get their acts together. Going to chart number 6, I want to spend a few moments talking about sales incentives. We have some tremendous incentives out there for the direct sales team to make some significant dollars in the second half of this year. There's two specific incentives that I want to point out. There's the IBM Protect Tier Sales Incentive, where IBM sellers can earn up to 15% of their six-month TI, and that incentive can be split across brands, so both Tivoli and STG can participate in that. In addition, Software Group has a competitive win-back incentive. So if we display CA or EMC or HP or Symantec or Commvault backup products with TSM, you can earn up to 30% of your six-month TI, okay, when you take out a competitor. And once again, that incentive can be split between the brands. So when we team, we can split that 30% across Tivoli and STG, the team. Partners, you have your incentives out there with the IBM infrastructure incentive to when you close hardware and software together, and of course, know your IBM program incentive is out there. Now, for your direct sellers, sometimes, you know, we lose the understanding of the value of the TI incentive. So I included a calculator so you can calculate your potential earnings with these incentives. So you see a icon on the spreadsheet. If you go and you actually, if you do this now, click on that icon where it says Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, and I put this incentive spreadsheet together so you can see how much money is out there for you. So it's a very simple spreadsheet. You type in your six-month TI. I got some of these fields primed already. You type in the customer decibel number, the type of the value of the opportunity, whether it's a software group replacement or a protect tier incentive, and it actually calculates the potential incremental earnings. So in this example, for this hypothetical rep, they can earn over $17,000 of incremental earnings by taking advantage of these incentives. So just to give you an idea of what 30% TI means or 15% TI in real dollars. Going to chart number 7. Now, I just want to make sure that everybody knows about the TSM competitive sales play. This is something that we've had in Software Group in Tivoli for some time. The objective of this is really to provide very aggressive pricing when going after a competitor. What it is a pre-approved special bid when we take out competition, where I have the ability to discount up to 60% off of entitled, on TSM and associated stored software products like SEC and TPC. And so we can get very aggressive, a streamlined special bid process, you know, when going after competition. Now, you'll see in the charts down at the bottom in gray the play details. So if you want to learn more about the competitive replacement sales play, just click on that link and you'll get all the details. Now, there's another tool that's available to us in the form of the Regional System Integrator Storage Assessment Program. Now, I have a couple charts here to go through this. This is something I don't think our sales team is well aware of. So I've asked Steve Unger from the SCG team, the manager of this program, to spend a few moments on this call to take us through at a high level what the RSI Storage Assessment Program is all about. So, Steve?
Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate being on the call today. Good morning, everybody. I'm very excited to be here. I am the program director for the Storage Assessment Program from STG. And for those that don't understand what is a regional systems integrator, let me just kind of dive into that first. A regional systems integrator is a consultant that we have hired. We have 16 of these regional systems integrators across the U.S. and Canada. And we have these partners integrated with the VARs and the SI community to work with us on proposals and configurations that the studies generate. But what's really great is this is an outside third party that goes out and does a consultative sell, not a product sell, that are storage architects that go out and find customers' issues and come back with a recommended solution. They also come back with an ROI study that shows the customer why they should go with an IBM solution in this case and what the savings would be to do that. Now, I've been managing this program for roughly about 18 months. The program has been quite successful. Please get these RSI partners engaged. I will share with you that once we do these studies in today's economic environment, we've seen success rates go as high as 70 and 80%. On closes. It's really been a very effective tool, like Ron's talking about. IBM does reimburse the partner, the RSI, to perform these storage assessments anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 on chart 8, and that is based on the opportunity size. And it's always challenging to understand what is the opportunity size, because typically when we first get engaged with a customer, we try to earn a trusted advisor role. And, for example, with the TSM Diligent offering, we feel that it's an excellent way to get started to look at their DR and their backup solution. And that sale usually amounts to, I guess, now we can keep me honest here, but I think it's typically around, we'll say, $300,000 to $400,000. But what's really great about that is once they get started and they start having this relationship, we start looking at the rest of their infrastructure. And then we start finding things after from the backup side that really opens a strong opportunity for us to do some more evaluations of their infrastructure and come back with even more opportunity for IBM to go after. So this is kind of like the Trojan horse that really works really well. So I really encourage you to really take advantage of this kind of approach. As you see here on the second bullet on benefits, it really gets customers understanding what they have in their environment. It's great when you go find a CTO or a new CIO in a shop that's trying to prove themselves. They get this study under their belt. They can go show this to their superiors and the board and get some buy-off that they have a business plan, a model of how this really should work. It comes with all the financial justification. It really does a nice job of explaining to the customer where they can save costs, but also what they need to do to set up their environment. This has been kind of been used in the past, to be upfront with everybody, as a competitive tool to go after new business. But I will tell you also that we've also used this program with accounts that were under competitive threat, and we wanted to protect the IBM base. So we would go out and offer a study to the customer, and from that point, it would have grow into other new opportunities, which we've seen some great success from. If you jump to the next page, why are RSI storage assessments successful? It really goes after some new areas that when we're looking at customers that maybe the partners haven't been out there focusing on. It helps the IBM client teams and the storage sales specialists and the utility reps really go out there and uncover new opportunities. Customers love it when you can come in there and say, I would love to help you out with your business, and we're going to make an investment in this partnership, and we would like to help you with that effort. So we're going to go out and do this assessment for you, and typically the feedback has been extremely positive. Of course, the value to IBM is that we uncover these new opportunities, whether it's a tiering strategy, we're trying to go in there, do an ILM study. We can do IT optimization. We go out and look at this total, maybe a consolidation virtualization model to help customers understand. But the DR and the backup with TSM and Tivoli, I have found we've done a couple deals already, and we have some very strong RSI partners that companies like Tivoli Associates and others that we've worked with that have gone into companies like Banner Health and have uncovered some amazing opportunities for IBM to take advantage of in Tivoli. So please take advantage of that. Of course, the thing that's most important is you have to get in there before the RFP process, get the customer to really work with IBM, understand how this can benefit them, and like it says here, engage the RSI often and early. So if you look over to the final chart here, if I'm looking correctly here, I guess my charts have changed, Ron. It looks like, so this one is more of an example of an ROI. I have a business partner in Dallas that does an incredible job. You know, there's tools out there. Everybody has a ROI tool, but some of these tools that my RSI partners are able to do is they can go look at projected cost spendings. They can look at internal rate of return, the ROI, cash flow, take out some expenses that are being held from doing maintenance, like with EMC, and they can come in and do it for a lot less for better new technology like Diligent and also with XIV. So these are some great things to take advantage of. I highly suggest you should do this. And last thing is, just want everybody to know on the partners on the call, the RSIs do not sell the hardware and the software. They are just there to perform the assessment, help you with the services, what it might come out of it. They'll even write on your own paper. Take advantage of these guys to being well-funded, and we're going to look at growing this even greater for next year. And with that, I'll turn this back over to Ron.
Thanks, Steve. The RSI program is very exciting, and I think could be a great tool to use within our data reduction sales play. So moving to chart number 11, I just want to point out that later this week, there is a call for those that would like to get an update on our data reduction solutions scheduled. So it's called the IBM Solutions for Data Reduction. It's going to be hosted by Rich Vining. Rich is actually on this call and will be able for Q&A later today on this call. This is open to business partners. If you haven't seen this flash, please let me know and I'll get you a copy of it. All the information is there and with instructions on how to get to the presentation material. And once again, that's Thursday of this week, September 17th. Go to chart number 12, the call to action. We talked about it up front. Really what I would ask you to do is spend some time as a team at the local business unit level and create your attack list. Once again, we know where the customers are in terms of the competitive install base, or, you know, there's struggles in the area of backup and recovery. So let's identify those accounts as a team. Let's engage our partners to help us in this mission. I'm suggesting that each business unit target at least three accounts for the fourth quarter for us to go after. And then I would ask for you to use a sales tactic code in Siebel when you uncover an opportunity. The tactic code is 108AR46R. And that's going to be useful in terms of tracking the success of the sales play. And we use this information as a basis for future plays. So please, when you uncover an opportunity defined in Siebel, use that tactic code. So we're looking for target accounts, okay, where we can really exploit the value of Protectir, TSN 6.1, as well as our new TSN Fastback product. Let's schedule ongoing calls to make sure we continue to drumbeat and we're working together to progress opportunities. Leverage the STG RSI program to help us from a competitive perspective. Use these consultants, of course, to help us construct IBM-based solutions. And most importantly, is don't forget to leverage these sales incentives. I think too many times we have success in taking out a competitor, yet we leave money on the table. So let's not do this in the fourth quarter. Let's take advantage of those incentives. So chart 13, who to call for help. So I wanted to summarize a few key people here that could help you, in your mission and attacking the competition with TSM and Protectir. So at the North America IoT, you have myself and my good friend Warren Salzman, who's also on this call, at the North America IoT level. And then by IMT, I've identified the Protectir sales leaders, the Tivoli sales leader, the STG storage platform executive. This team should be able to help us, help you, bring in the right resources to be successful in the fourth quarter. We also have the Tivoli competitive team and the Protectir competitive team that's available to help us going after competition. So people like Blair Drenner, he's the manager of the Tivoli competitive team, Mike Poussin and Steve Luco, who I know some of you know, as well as Victor Menichak from the Protectir side. Steve Unger, who you heard that from a few minutes ago about the RSI program. We have some great Tivoli ROI consultants that are very familiar with the business value assessment tool that we can leverage. So we have Regan Shieldstone and John Eller that can work with the teams to build the return on investment of this total solution. We have the Tivoli SWAT team that's available to help us if needed. And, of course, we have our worldwide executive team who's here to make sure that we have all the tools that we need to be successful with the sales play. So Laura Gill and Mike Duran, as well as Neville Yates, the Diligent CTO. So that's all I had to share with you. What I'd like to do is take a few moments and have some Q&A. We have on the speaker line, we have myself, we have Warren Salzman, we have Steve Unger, we have Rich Viney available to take some questions. So, Christina, could you open up the lines?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your request, please press star 2. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. First question comes from James Martin.
Hey, Ron, can you hear me okay?
Jim, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. One quick question. On the RSI program, which I'm working with a couple of accounts already, I was curious. You mentioned they do an ROI study. Do they use the same tool that we use, the BVA ROI, or do they use a different tool to do that? Do you happen to know that?
Well, Steve, why don't you handle that question?
Yeah, they pretty much have, Jim, hi. They typically use their own tool. We are in the process of giving them a new tool that IBM has ownership of with John Eller's team that does a lot of competitive ROI tools. But typically they've built their own tools, and I could see about four or five different ones being used.
So I was wondering about if we offered to use our Alinean ROI tool and they use something else, how are they going to compare? Are they going to match up and stuff like that?
Well, one of the things I want to share with you, too, is that as we go through this process, the IBM team works very close with the RSI in the background when there's some information that they learn from the customer. And some of those tools that they use, we can also help them with some development tools that we have from the Tivoli side of, that would help them in putting together the study. So we can talk more offline about that, but they are open to those types of statistical information that they might not have.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
Sure.
Thanks, Jim. Christina, any other questions?
At this time, sir, we have no further questions.
Hey, Ron, this is Warren. I got a penguin question from one of my old colleagues down in New York. How long do these assessments usually take, Steve? Can you give the community a sense of, is this like 1 week? Is it a day? Is it a month? Et cetera.
Yeah, great question, Warren. So typically, it depends on the deal size, but I would say typically the assessments take 2 to 3 weeks. Usually the RSI would come in for a day or two, interview the customer, and then they would go back and get some interlock with the customer a second time, and then they'll come back the final time to present the findings. And typically they'll work with the IBM team before the final delivery to make sure everything looks good. But when they deliver the RSI assessment, they do that themselves or with the business partner. A lot of cases, IBM is not going to be in the room because this is definitely a third-party study. But to answer your question, I would say around 2 to 3 weeks typically.
Great. Thank you.
Christina, just double-checking. Any other questions?
At this time, sir, we have no further questions.
Okay. Well, everyone, thanks for taking the time to join us on the call today. I promise to keep it short and sweet, and hopefully you're as excited as we are on the sales play. I do think if we team together, STG and Tivoli, we can have huge success in this area. So thanks for attending. Appreciate the time. Good selling.
This concludes today's conference call. You may disconnect at this time.